USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just over 1 year old now, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into alleged Russian involvement in the 2016 presidential election may be over in the next few months. President Trump's personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the Mueller investigation would likely end by September 1st. Hillary Clinton delivers the Class Day speech at Yale and says that President Trump is actually attacking what makes America great.
Waging a war on the rule of law and a free press, delegitimizing elections, perpetrating shameless corruption, and rejecting the idea that our leaders should be public servants undermines our national unity. And attacking truth and reason, evidence and facts should alarm us all.
This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein says the Department of Justice will investigate if someone infiltrated the Trump campaign for political purposes. In a statement, he says if there was a spy in the Trump campaign, appropriate action should be taken. The DOJ is also asking its Inspector General to expand an investigation into surveillance tactics to find out if there were any political motives in the FBI's Russia investigation. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin says the trade war between the United States and China is on hold for now, telling Fox News Sunday,
"We have agreed to put the tariffs on hold while we try to execute the framework."
The next SpaceX rocket launch is set for tomorrow at Vandenberg Air Base in Santa Barbara County, California. The 30th Space Wing says a Falcon 9 rocket will lift off at 12:47 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember, we're online as well as on the radio. Find us at usaradio.com.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
The police chief of Houston, Texas, believes too many people at the state and federal levels across the country aren't doing enough to address gun violence other than offering prayers. On Face the Nation on CBS, Chief Art Acevedo said residents should start using the ballot box to take matters out of the hands of people who are doing nothing and putting them into the hands of those who he says will make sure the will of the people is actually carried out.
Local governments are starting to make a difference. Gun owners, the vast majority of which are pragmatic and actually support gun sense and gun reform in terms of keeping guns in the right hands.
The NYPD is reportedly investigating an alleged sexual assault by celebrity chef Mario Batali. An unidentified woman who worked for Batali telling CBS's 60 Minutes that he drugged and sexually assaulted her in 2005 at the Spotted Pig restaurant. The woman says she went to the hospital and was examined afterwards, but she never filed a report. Batali's issued a statement strongly denying the charges. And Deadpool 2 is number one at the box office this weekend, with $125 million in ticket sales in the U.S. and Canada. Avengers Infinity War coming in second. It earned nearly $29 million. That Disney Marvel picture is now the fourth highest grossing movie in world history, with nearly $2 billion. Rounding out the top three was Book Club. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.